This KABU program has been made possible in part by KABU Foundation members and a grant from DEX, your source for local information, in the book, on CD-ROM, or online at dexonline.com.
Good morning. You're listening to KBOO in Portland, 90.7 FM. This is Morning Glory. My name is Flower, and I'm going to start off with Sam McGee with the Sam McGee Stomp.
feeds us all. Yes, he grows our corn so tall. Thank you, sir. Yes, the farmer feeds us all. Oh, the cobbler makes our boots so that we don't go barefoot. Thank you, sir, but the farmer feeds us all. Oh, the merchant sells the things and he wraps them up with string. Thank you, sir, but the farmer feeds us all. Oh, the doctor makes us well when we're hurt, he helps us heal. Thank you, sir, but the farmer feeds us all. Oh, the tailor mends our clothes and can make an overcoat. Thank you, sir, but the farmer feeds us all. Oh, the miller grinds the grain, makes our flour, rye, or plain. Thank you, sir, but the farmer feeds us all. Oh, the cows will give us milk so that we can drink our fill. Thank you, sir, but the farmer feeds us all. Oh, the sheriff makes things right, keeps the peace in every fight. Thank you, sir, but the farmer feeds us all. Oh, the farmer feeds us all. Yes, he grows the corn so tall. Thank you, sir. Yes, the farmer feeds us all.
Now all you young maidens who think it is time, don't listen to the young man. Oh, keep your garden clean. My age was 16. A sweet body. That I should marry, and I met a young beau. His hair was so curly, and his eyes were deep brown. His name was Adam Gentry, and he came from Caroline. Oh, he danced with me only, and he swung me so strong. I fell in love with his laughter, and his arms were like stone. He walked me through the woods. In his arms I'd soon be, as the moon was looking down. I gave him my virginity. I thought that he would marry, but he soon proved me wrong. While I was carrying our baby, one sad day he was gone. I rock my baby and I cry now. My life is so sad. My friends, they stay in the frolic, but I loved a false young man. So all you young maidens, please listen to me. Keep your garden clean. Just keep your garden clean.
Well, that's what happens when you go by what the song says it is and you don't listen to it first. I played Deborah. Let me see. It's from an album, The Songs and Battles of Hattie Mae Tyler Cargill. And it's the singers are Deborah Cowan, A.C. Cargill, Susan Brown with Christina Olsen, and Ellen and John Wright. And the first one I played was The Farmer Feeds Us All, and then it says Keep Your Garden Clean. So I thought it was another the farming song, so I messed up. But it's an okay song anyway. And before that, I played. Well, I tried to play Truman Price and Jane Kiefer, but the CD wouldn't play on that CD player. I'll try it again on a different CD player. That's why I took that one off. Before that was... what did I play? Oh. Bonnie Russell and Family with Sail Away Ladies and Ebenezer. That's a Mountain Dulcimer album. And I started off with Sam McGee with Sam McGee Stomp. You're listening to KBOO on Portland in KBOO on 90.7 FM in Portland. It's a little early for me today. I don't know why. I didn't sleep well last night. Oh well. Up next, I've got Clarence Ashley. Times Ain't Like They Used to Be.
Times ain't like they used to be. Carry me back to Tennessee. I wish that eastbound train would run and carry me back where I come from. Times ain't like they used to be. Times ain't like they used to be. Carry me back to Tennessee. Brakeman on the train. I used to be a brakeman on the train. I used to be a brakeman on the train. Now have to wear this ball and chain.
This is E.C. Ball, Rugby, Virginia, doing some tunes for the Library of Congress on the six-string guitar, finger style. And this is October the 19th, 1967. First thing I'd like to do is an old folk tune. It doesn't belong to me, but I do have a little arrangement of my own titled The Grandfather's Clock. Here's another old folk tune that I have a little of my own arrangement of, titled Little Liza Jane. Thank you.
Well, we just listened to, let me turn that up. I guess I got to have it all the way up since I'm so quiet. We just listened to E.C. Ball with Little Liza Jane and Grandfather's Clock. And before that, we listened to the one that wouldn't play before, Truman Price and Jane Kiefer. And we listened to Frontier Irish Medley, Roz and the Bow, Gary Owen, and The Rights of Man. And that's a Songs and Tunes of the Oregon Trail. And I have just a couple of minutes before 6 o'clock. I'm going to go ahead and... Oh, I don't know how much time I've got. Well, I'm going to... I know what I can do. I don't have time to play a song, so I'm just going to do this. Good morning, and coming up on the KBOO Morning News at 7 o'clock this morning. This one's kind of alarming. The Oregon Department of Revenue says electronic files containing personal data of up to 2,200 Oregon taxpayers may have been compromised. The Lawrence Livermore, this one's also alarming. The Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory in the San Francisco Bay Area and the Los Alamos National Laboratory in New Mexico are competing to design the nation's first new nuclear bomb in two decades. And a Harvard study finds that A Harvard study finds that the No Child Left Behind education policy is failing to make any impact. Portland area weather today calls for showers, likely with temperatures in the mid-60s. You're listening to KBOO in Portland, Oregon. Translator IDs are 91.9 FM in the Gorge and 100.7 FM in Corvallis and Albany. And this, it's 5:59 and 55 seconds. It's almost 6 o'clock. And you're, this is Morning Glory, and my name is Flower. And up next, I'm going to play David Surrett and Northern Roots, Cowboy Jig and Coltrane. It's a medley. So here goes.
Well, let's get our music underway right now with a gentleman who has not met.
You know what? That's not David Surrett. That's... Let me try David Surrett again.
Thank you.
Well, let's get our music underway right now with a gentleman who has not missed a fundraiser in all of the years of the existence of WVMR. My very good friend from Randolph County, Mr. Woody Simmons.
Fiddle tuned a special way?
Yeah, I got it tuned D, A, D, D. First string D, second string A, the third string D, and the fourth string D. Yeah.
Could you just play those notes just for a moment so people can hear how it sounds? Isn't it?
Learned that old tune off of Ed and the Hammonds way back in 1930 for the Pocahontas County Fair.
All right, this is a number called The Sweet Sunny South. Sunny South, take me home, where the mockingbird sung me to rest every night. Oh, why was I tempted to roam? I think with regret of a dear home I left, of the warm arch that sheltered me then, of the wife and the dear ones of whom I'm bereft, and I sigh for the old place again. Where the orange tree bloomed, to my cot on the evergreen shore, where the flowers on the green river's margin may blow their sweets on the banks where we played. Cottage they say has grown green, and the place is quite homely around, and I know that the smiles and the farm that I've seen now lie in the dark mossy ground. Take me home to the place where my little ones sleep, for my soul lies buried close by, o'er the graves of the loved ones I long for to weep, and the rest of them when I die. To bile them cabbages down. Bile them cabbage down, boy, to bake the old cake brown. The only song that I can sing is bile them cabbage down.
That was Ernest Stoneman from a new album we have. I didn't have it here where I could reach it. Masters of the Old Time Country Auto Harp. It's a new release. It's new to us. I don't know when it was released, but it's got Ernest Stoneman, Kilby Snow, and Kenneth and Nariah Benfield on it. And it's recorded and annotated by Mike Seeger and track notes by Charles Wolf. And I thought it would be fun to play some of that. We listened to Marching Through Georgia, Bile 'em Cabbage Down, and Sweet Sunny South. And Woody Simmons did Bonaparte's Retreat and Ragtime Annie. And David Surrett and Northern Roots did Cowboy Jig and Cole Rain, C-O-L-E-R-A-I-N-E. Okay, up next, I have The Wanderers. That's Carl Allen from Seattle and Bill Merlin from Portland. Bill's one of our folk programmers for Folk Espresso. And thank you, Bill, for sitting in for me when I had to go to North Dakota with my sister for my cousin's funeral last month. I really appreciate your helping me out there. My cousin Dennis Tipton died in an ATV accident back in Bismarck, North Dakota. I'm not sure it was Bismarck, but it was North Dakota. Anyway, here's the Wanderers. Thanks, Bill. Roll Columbia.
There's a great and peaceful river in a land that's fair to see, where the Douglas fir tree whispers to the SoCal mountain breeze. And the cliffs are solid granite and the valley's always green. This is just as close to heaven as my traveling feet have been. Singing, roll, Columbia, roll, roll, roll. Roll, Columbia, won't you roll, roll, roll. Stand upon her timbered mountains, look across her silver strand. See the crops and orchards springing to the touch of nature's hand. And it's further up the river, where your eyes will meet the sky. You'll see the steel and concrete of the big Grand Coulee rise. Sing and roll, Columbia, won't you roll, roll, roll. Roll, Columbia, won't you roll, roll, roll. There, greased in Cascade Rapids, men have labored day and night. Match their strength against the river in its wild, reckless flight. But it gave men dreams to dream of the day when they would conquer that wild, wasted stream. Singing, roll, Columbia, won't you roll, roll, roll. Roll, Columbia, won't you roll, roll, roll.
Uncle Sam took up the challenge in the year of 33 for the farmers and the workers and for all humanity. Now, river, journey to the sea, but river, while you're living, you can do some work for me.
Sing it, roll, Columbia, won't you roll, roll, roll. Roll, Columbia, won't you roll, roll, roll.
There's 3 million
horses charged with Coulee's electric power. Day and night they'll run to factories, and they never will get tired. Well, a coal mine gets dug out, and an oil well, it runs dry. But Uncle Sam will find his power where the river meets the sky. Roll, Columbia, won't you roll, roll, roll. Roll, Columbia, won't you roll, roll, roll.
Singing,
roll, Columbia, won't you roll, roll, roll. Roll, Columbia, won't you roll.
But my legs ain't bold,
yodel-a-doo.
And my cheeks ain't tan,
yodel-a-doo. I'm a cowboy who never saw a cow, never roped a steer, cause I don't know how, and the show ain't fixin' to start in now. Yippee-i-o-ki-yay, yippee-i-o-ki-yay.
I'm an old cowhand from the Rio Grande, and I come to town just to hear the band.
I know all the songs that the cowboys know about the big corral where the doggies go, cause I learned them all on the radio. Yippee-i-o-ki-yay, yippee-i-o-ki-yay.
Step aside, you ornery tender feet, let a big bad buckaroo pass. I'm the toughest hombre you'll ever meet, though I may be the last. Yes, siree, we're a vanishing race. No, siree, can't last long. Step aside, you ornery tender feet, while I sing my song.
I'm an old cowhand from the Rio Grande, where the old time west is a modern land. Yippee-i-o-ki-yay, yippee-i-o-ki-yay.
And the Indians all sing poo-poo-pa-doo.
Yippee-i-o-ki-yay, yippee-i-o-ki-yay. I'm an old cowhen from the Rio Grande, from the Rio Grande. I'm an old cowhen.
I'm sure by now you will understand,
this song is about an old cowhen. Cowhand from the Rio Grande.
Yippee-i-o-ki-yay, yippee-i-o-ki-yay.
Thank you. birds sing at night while they rest in that dear old sunny south by the sea. Dear old shack where I spent my happy days as a lad. Oh, no.
Just listen to Jimmy Rogers doing Dear Old Sunny South by the Sea. Before that was Joe Durain and Jerry O'Brien, a couple of my favorite accordionists, doing Blackbird and Saddle the Pony. And Carson Robeson did I'm an Old Cow Hand. And the Wanderers did Roll Columbia. You're listening to KBU in Portland, 90.7 FM. And in Portland, and 91.9 FM in the Gorge, and 100.7 FM in Corvallis and Albany. And I have a calendar of events for you now. This one from Bill Martin. He sent me his usual Bubba Guitar calendar. He said Simcoe's 2006 is on its way. To mark your calendars for September 8th through 10th, 2006, Friday through Sunday. It's every year on the second week of September. Simcoe Mountain Music and Dance Weekend comes to Brooks Memorial State Park, located east of Highway 97, about 3 miles south of Saddis Pass and 13 miles north of Goldendale, Washington. And for further information and printable registration form, check out the website at community.gorge.net/mcfs/simcoe. simcoe.htm or contact Tim Southworth at 509-773-4277. Let's see. Here's some old-time wisdom from the deceptively youthful Lyle Lofgren of Uncle Willie and the Brandy Snifters. Huck, you must be doing something right. Perhaps avoiding the orange blossom special is a wise choice. Lyle, the secret, Huck, is to keep the wrinkles distended. I do that with a special high-calorie diet. I don't get it. Anyway, here's the actual calendar. Tonight, Wednesday, the Stumptown Jug Thumpers at Roots Organic Brewing at 1520 Southeast 7th. I imagine that's in Portland. It doesn't say, and it's no charge. Also today, Trash Can Joe at the Moon and Sixpence, 2014, Northeast 42nd. That's at 8:30. Tomorrow night, the Flat Mountain Girls do a No charge, all ages show at McMinniman's Kennedy School, 5736 Northeast 33rd Avenue at 7 o'clock p.m. Also on Thursday, acoustic music jam every Thursday led by Kinzel and Hyde. Roots music of all kinds, even a few Mexican songs at Beale Street Northwest. That's Northeast Sandy Boulevard at 107th in Park Rose. No smoking at 8 p.m. And the 16th, Kinzel and Hyde Trio at Mark's on the Channel at Johnson's Landing Road, Marina in Scappoose. Hank Williams Sr., I guess this is what they play. Hank Williams Sr., Stanley Brothers, Johnny Cash, Mississippi Fred, Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee, Tampa Red, Memphis Mini, Mississippi, John Hurt, and Reverend Gary Davis and Robert Johnson, etc., 7 p.m. And on Friday, the Portland Folk Music Society's Third Friday Concert presents finger-picking guitar master Mary Flower and slide guitar whiz Orville Johnson at Multnomah Friends Meeting House, 4312 Southeast Stark. And no advance tickets. The number to call for information is 503-768-5784 or go to www.portlandfolkmusic.org, and that's at 8 o'clock. And I believe the doors open at 7 there. Also on Friday, traditional bluegrass with Josh Cole Band, joined by Mike Stallman at Poor Richard's at 3907 Northeast Broadway, and there's no charge there either. Oops, somebody's at the door. I've got to let him in. I pushed the button. Friday, the 16th, Cross-Eyed Rosie at Mississippi Pizza Pub at 3552 North Mississippi Avenue. Saturday. Sorry for the rustling papers. Steve, I still don't know how to pronounce this guy's name. I haven't heard it said. It's C-H-E-S-E, Burl. I don't know if it's cheese or chess, but anyway, it's him. He does old-style blues guitar, I believe. Micro Blues Festival, Esther Short Park in downtown Vancouver. From 1 to 2 p.m., it doesn't have the location of Esther Short Park, so you have to check that out. The 17th, Fiddle Tunes, that's Saturday, at Fiddle Tunes and Song Duets with Caroline Oakley and Pete Leon at McMinniman's Grand Lodge, and that's at 7 o'clock. Also on Saturday, Old Time and Bluegrass with Greg Clark at Borders Store at 7227 Southwest Bridgeport Road in Tigard, and that's 7 to 9 p.m., also Saturday, the 17th, Cross-Eyed Rosie and Hot Buttered Rum at the Elad Theater, 3017 Southeast Milwaukee Avenue, just south of Powell. On the Sunday, the 18th, Old Time and Bluegrass with Greg Clark at Hillsdale Farmers Market, Southwest Capitol Highway and Sunset, 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. And also on Sunday, RCMP Late Morning Brunch at the Delta Cafe, 4607 Southeast Woodstock Boulevard, 503-771-3101. And I guess that's it from Bill Martin. There's a few here in the folk book at KBOO. Saturday, June 17th, Joyce Miller and Unleashed. This is the Corvallis Folk Society presents Contra Dances. And for information, the instruction is at 7:30. The dance is at 8. Folklore Society members are one, get a discount. And no street shoes, please. For information, call 754-1839 or email zebra at peak, peak.org. And I don't have their area code. I don't know what the area code is in Corvallis, so you have to look that up. Shanghai on the Willamette will be at the Hillsboro Farmers Market on Saturday, June 17th, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Also the 17th, Rose City Bluegrass. Eight a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Beaverton Farmers Market. And for information, call Gretchen at 503-699-9647. Thursday, June 29th, Musicians Roundup comes to Mississippi Pizza featuring Lisa and her Ken duo. Headliners Lisa and Ian Miller are the Ken portion of the local going national honky-tonkers. Their odes to crying and loving and leaving just make you want to dance. Henry and Moggy open the show, keeping the beat and keeping it honest with their version of good old down-home country ragtime. Next up, Lorna Miller works her hummingbird magic in story and song. It says, and that's Thursday, June 29th, 8:30 p.m. at the Mississippi Pizza, 3552 North Mississippi near Fremont. And June 24th through 26th, the third annual Lower Columbia Bluegrass and Pickers Festival at Waukeakum County Fairgrounds, 16 Fairground Road in Skamaka Way, Washington. That's in southwest Washington, located on State Road 4 between Longview, Washington, and Long Beach, Washington. It's about 35 miles west of Longview. Beautiful venue with on-grounds camping, large covered arena, housing, seating, and the stage. Contact them at WaukeakumFair@scatteredcreek.com or P.O. Box 1, Skamaka Way, Washington, 98647, or 360-795-3480. And their fax is 360-795-3819. And June 23rd through 25th, the second annual Huckleberry Jam Bluegrass Festival in Davenport, Washington, 40 miles west of Spokane on Highway 2. The Pine Mountain Railroad, Ohop Valley Boys, Great Northern Plains, and Emerald Valley Boys and the Ingle family and the Turner sisters on site camping, hot showers. Go to www.davenportwashington.org or tickets west to get tickets. And June 30th through July 2nd, Wheeler County Bluegrass Festival in Fossil, Oregon, 541-763-2400. And it doesn't have any information about who's playing. You go to info@wheelercountybluegrass.org or else www.wheelercountybluegrass.org for their website. And I'm going to call that good. I'm going to play another Jimmy Rogers song. It's going to be In the Jailhouse Now. So here goes.
I had a friend named Ramblin' Bob, who used to steal, gamble, and rob. He thought he was the smartest guy in town. But I found out last Monday that Bob got locked up Sunday. They've got him in the jailhouse way downtown. He's in the jailhouse now. He's in the jailhouse now. I told him once or twice to quit playing cards and shooting dice. He's in the jailhouse now. Oh, dee, oh, dee, oh, knuckle, whist, and yoke, but shooting dice was his greatest game. Now he's downtown in jail, nobody to go his bail. The judge done said that he refused a fine. He's in the jailhouse now. He's in the jailhouse now. I told him once or twice to quit playing cards and shooting dice. He's in the jailhouse now. Ali-o-le. Ali-o-le.
Something, and somebody called me about, Sandy called me about it. I announced Friday the 16th of June that the Portland Folk Music Society's Third Friday Concerts presents Mary Flower and Orville Johnson. You might check with them about this because Sandy said that they have finished their series and she's not sure that there's anything more going on. The number to call is 503-768-5784 to find out for sure if this is really happening or not. So sorry for the misinformation if I did it wrong. Up next is Maybelle Carter and Sarah Carter Bales. I'm leaving you this lonesome song. Turns out the Mary Flower concert was last month, so that was a mistake on my calendar. Sorry. Here's Doc Watson and Fred Price, Carroll County Blues.
Chubby chap, and then the nurse she took me on her lap. Oh, she bathed me all over, I remember, and after powder puffing me, you see, she put me in the cradle by the window in that little shirt my mother made for me. The first day I wore my knickerbocks, oh, it seemed so funny after wearing frocks. I was a little picture, they did say. But when they let me out to run and play, oh, I didn't like the pants that I was wearing. And in the street I took them off, you see, and started walking home so brave and daring in that little shirt my mother made for me. And then to school they said that I must go. I didn't like my teacher, you must know. And when I played the truant quite so dear, the teacher said, "Now, Wilfie, you come here." With a big stick she beat around upon me. There's no mistake about my pedigree. I had the map of Scotland printed on me, neath that little shirt my mother made for me. Last year when I was on my holiday, upon the briny waters I did gaze. The water looked so fine I thought I'd go to have a swim, but in a minute, uh-oh, all the girls on the beach at me were gazing. Some were taking pictures I could see. It was very good for me that I was wearing, oh, that little shirt my mother made for me. Ali-ole, ali-ole, ali-ole.
Had three more songs by them queued up, but I've run out of time. This is from the Sons of the Pioneers' new CD box set from Proper over in England, My Saddle Pals and I. We listened to Kill a Cycle Stomp, and we listened to Montana Slim or Wilf Carter doing Little Shirt My Mother Made for Me and When the Ice Worms Nest Again. And Doc Watson and Fred Price did Carroll County Blues. I'll be back the 28th of June for my next show. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for the KBOO Morning News and that story about the Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory in San Francisco Bay Area and Los Alamos National Laboratory in New Mexico competing to design the nation's first new nuclear bomb in two decades. Okay, stay tuned for KBOO Morning News. Bye.